From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 15th day of November 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 55 degrees. For Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 36. We'll run down the weekend weather forecast for you in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Catskill Village Board is drafting a pro-casino letter. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Village Board of Trustees on Wednesday agreed to draft a letter to state, town, and county officials in support of bringing a casino to Greene County. The move comes following a November 5th statewide vote in favor of an amendment to the state constitution that will allow the construction of 4 full-scale casinos on non-Indian land in upstate New York. In Greene County, 56% of the voters voted in favor of an amendment, 43% voted against the proposal. The village board letter does not mean a casino would be built within the village. It is merely an indication of the village's support for building a casino somewhere in the county. Possible casino locations already mentioned include an area near Thruway Exit 21B in Coxsackie and Exit 21 in the town of Catskill, as well as the former Friar Tuck Resort in Kitsitone. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In New Baltimore, it's DeLaSante for the supervisor's seat. Jessica Mosier is reporting in the Daily Mail that the absentee ballots have been counted and Nicholas DeLaSante is officially the New Baltimore town supervisor-elect. DeLaSante unseated current supervisor Susan O'Rourke by a 36-vote margin. The absentee ballot count was completed by the Greene County Board of Elections on Thursday. O'Rourke, a two-term incumbent, was endorsed by the Democratic and the Our Town parties. DeLaSante ran on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence lines. At the end of the machine vote count on election night, DeLaSante led O'Rourke. The two council vacancies were won by newcomers Jeff Russo and Shelley Van Eaton, Republican, Conservative, and Independence candidates. They defeated Hillary Scharf and Janet Angeles, both endorsed by the Democratic candidates. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. And our final story comes from Chatham, where the controversial bond vote is looming. Lynn Slonica reports from the WGXC Newsroom that a vote Tuesday will determine if the pending consolidation plan for the Chatham Central School District will move forward as is or possibly force the Board of Education to come up with an alternative proposal. In an interview today on the WGXC Morning Show, Chatham Board of Education President Melanie Spock explained the priorities that guided the board's decision-making around the project.
As we were developing this project, we always had three things in mind: to provide quality education for the students, quality programming, while keeping it at a cost that the community can afford, and also maintaining the traditions and history of Chatham. I feel that this project, we've used that all along, and that we're not only responsible for the students' education now, but it's also great to be planful for the future. I think this project is a great project that will give our students a 21st century learning environment, which I feel at Chatham that we need. And I hope that in the next 10 years, this project will be a success and that our students will benefit so that in the end, they are more college and career ready to go out there when they leave us.
I also spoke to Wayne Coe, a member of the Chatham Educational Alliance and Capital Project opponent, on the WGXC Morning Show yesterday, about the potential for alternatives to the current plan and why he is opposed to the measure.
Is there a way to consolidate without having a giant building bond? Is there a way to consolidate that would take kids out of harm's way, this one method of egress situation? Is there a way to improve facilities instead of building parking lots? Is there a way to save more money by doing so? And the answer is, I was able to come up with a plan, and I'm not an architect, and this is not the only plan, but there are wonderful alternatives once you get the community involved. And this entire process has been about excluding and silencing community. And the most indicative aspect I can say of that is that we gave to the Board of Education a 170-signature community petition that eloquently said, if you're going to take millions of dollars, if you're going to change the very fabric of our community, we need to be on those committees. We need to have a say. And over, the president of the board, she wrote in an editorial in the Columbia paper, and the superintendent said, we have no legal obligation to talk to you, us being the public, about consolidation. They may have no legal obligation, but one would think they had a moral obligation. I'm voting no next Tuesday because this is anti-kid. It cuts 25% to 30% of their facilities off. It's anti-taxpayer. There's $30 million of tax impact. And it's anti-jobs. These jobs belong here in Columbia County where we need them.
Katie Kochanowski reports in the Chatham Courier that not a single comment or concern was raised during the public hearing held on Tuesday, November the 12th. Under the pending proposal, Chatham Middle School will be closed and consolidated with the high school, making Chatham a one-campus district. The bond will finance a build-out of Chatham High School and the Mary E. Dardis Elementary School. The project will include the addition of a gymnasium, an orchestra room and fitness center, as well as classroom and cafeteria renovations. District voters will cast their ballots on Tuesday, November the 19th. The vote will be held in the elementary school gym from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. The full interview with Coe, David Laveau, and Steve Gilliger, and with Spock and Chatham Superintendent Cheryl Nusiforo can both be found online at wgxc.org/archives. So we have a pretty nice weekend ahead of us, a little showers on Sunday. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting mostly sunny with a high near 55. For Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 36. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 56 degrees. Saturday night, increasing clouds with a low around 42. A chance of showers comes on Sunday. It will be cloudy with a high near 58 degrees. Sunday night, showers likely mainly after midnight, cloudy with a low around 51. And on back to work Monday. Showers likely again, mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 61 degrees. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Sunrise this morning was at 6:47 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:33 p.m. The length of the day, 9 hours and 46 minutes, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 15th day of November 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.